caravans on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on 5050 WWRB. Glad to have you in here. Got a great one for you. The Pleiades Sabbath Connection. We're going to talk about it and bring in another witness in the stars. You know, in Genesis 1:14, talking about the Sabbath, which the Bible calls the time of rest. It's a fourth commandment. It's located throughout the Bible in times of fellowship. Also, the holy festivals are intertwined with the influence of the Sabbath. It's amazing how our Heavenly Father has lined things up to put into motion the time that He declared to be the rest days. And man worked hard at replacing, through the traditions of man, through the wisdom of man, through the foolishness of man, who thought themselves to be wise. And what they done, they took the inconvenience of this moon solar event of cycling through the heavens with the stars as a witness. Now in Job, we're going to take our text 38:31. Now we've talked about Pleiades before, but we've never discussed it in such a manner as we're going to bring its witness in. You know, in the Bible, when Yahweh told Moses, today will be the change of the calendar. Now, isn't that strange? After 430 years... Moses appeared before the Creator, and he was told that today will be the beginning of months for you. Mark this day. Now, I wonder what sign, with their signs in the heavens, what signs in the night sky that Moses recorded for that event. Now, we know that it's Abib, which means in the month of green ears. That's the springtime. But through the procession of the equinox, time drifts. And so then, you cannot go by the equinox to determine the time because it drifts. But the signs in the heavens, think about it. What are the odds of the moon and the Pleiades, which is called in the constellation of Taurus, the seven sister stars. Remember, there's 7 days of influence here that we're looking at for the Sabbath. And then a rest day. Well, if you look at the new moon day, which also was a day determined to have the influence of the temple opened in 46, Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1, it says that the gates to the temple, this is an important point for you, that they should be opened with no work. It's a day that was to be reckoned and determined by the priest who kept strict times. They had watchmen on the wall for these purposes. They had the tribe of Israel that was gifted, and this was the tribe of the burden bearer tribe. I guess y'all would put it up on them and call them the burden bearer tribe. When he determined that they were to be experts in the movement of the heavens. Isn't that strange that this particular tribe was to watch the heavens? What for? Well, again, there had to be signs up there. And the odds of the moon and the Pleiades appearing in Abib near each other, not once now, but twice a year, exactly 6 months apart. Isn't that strange? Now think about that. For some of the signs, and I just gave you 46:1, he said that the new moon, the gates are to be opened. Now that meant when the gates were open, you were to worship and you were to praise and you were to rest, in determining that that was a day that Yahweh had made to be holy. No servile work was to be done on the new moon. Now, notice this. The Pleiades consist of 8 words. Well, if you count from the new moon and you work 6 days after the new moon, you've got 7 days, which is representing Pleiades, the seven sister stars. And you add one more day for the Sabbath. That's an 8-day overall appraisal of the dates and times that the gates were to be open. 8 days out of the weekly cycle. And the sweet influences of the Pleiades was visible not once, but twice in the year, exactly 6 months apart. Now, that's sort of strange. Now, if that's not enough to boggle your mind, let me tell you about the odds of it happening twice a year. But then a third time in the second or third year to indicate the need for a 13th month, which is proved in the book of Ezekiel one more time. Now, isn't that strange? A third time in the third year to indicate the need for the 13th month. Now, these remarkable occurrences indicating that the Pleiades, the sweet influences, that Yahweh spoke to Job in 38:31, can you bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades? Do you know what it means? Now, Moses could have looked in the heavens, and I'm sure that he did, when the tribe of Issachar, which was given to him, who were gifted in the interpretation or the measurements or the movements of the heavens, when he gathered the sons of Issachar around and he said, "Help me, boys, what are we going to determine here?" Today is the beginning of a new month. Could that very month in the heavens, and it says that there will see signs in the stars and the moon. Well, what about the signs that they saw in the stars? Was the Pleiades, the seven sisters, were they overhead at that time? And as the sons of Issachar watched over the years preceding, did they notice that exactly 6 months later they had the very same happening, that the Pleiades returned, and every 3 years after that they had a third appearance of the Pleiades? This is astrologically true and provable through astronomy. Now, the astronomy of the Pleiades confirms that this particular aspect that seems to be just more than coincidental to Yah's calendar in the heavens. The moon and the Pleiades make an appearance together in close relationship to put the sign twice a year, happens once in the spring, and again 6 months later to the almost to the fall equinox, 6 months apart. And every third year, they have what is called the third appearance of the Pleiades. Isn't that strange? The new visible crescent moon is seen in conjunction or in close proximity to the Pleiades, and what strongly suggests the first month of the biblical year that Yahweh just told Moses, and I'm sure he marked it. In the spring, well, it just happens to be that the Pleiades in that particular month of Abib with the moon are seen in the heavens traveling seemingly together. And shortly after the first visible crescent, usually 2 to 3 days following the conjunction, as the moon is setting in the western sky just after sunset, it's true whenever you are in the northern or in the southern hemisphere. In the fall, the full moon is seen in conjunction or close proximity to the Pleiades. Exactly 6 months later, another sign, or in the seventh month of the biblical calendar, which is the Feast of Tabernacles, and we are commanded to keep the first month, Abib, the month of green years, the spring. And in this particular time, in the close proximity, the Pleiades and the moon are in close conjunction, and they are seen traveling close together in this time. Would Moses and the sons of Issachar, would they have noted that? Would that have been one of the things that they would have noted? Is this a confirmation that the year was begun at the correct time with these signs? Now, the year was to begin correctly. There had to be something that Moses could see visibly, and he could see it both in the northern or southern hemispheres. And so can you. It shows up as what we call the Dipper, the Big Dipper, in the constellation of Pleiades. It's a visible sign. For us to pause and refresh ourselves as a sign that we should rest. The Dipper is a, just like we used to have springs. We didn't have bottled water back when I was a boy. If you didn't have a spring or a well or a cistern, and most of these springs, the people was nice enough to leave a dipper, usually made out of a gourd with a hole cut in it, and it hollowed out. I've drunk out of a dipper made from a gourd. And it was hanging there to refresh you on your journey. The sixth month is then calculated as the time that the Pleiades appears together in the fall, and it gives you a reckoning point to know that when the first month of the next year will begin. It's a win-win situation if you know how to look like the sons of Issachar or Moses were gifted to look at these things. Now, why would Yahweh pick out a tribe, gift them with the signs of the heavens, if it's not to reckon time from the heavens or the stars, the sun and the moon? Now, if you begin the biblical year, let's say a month too early, you'll find by the time that you reach the seventh month on your calendar, you will not see the moon and the Pleiades rise together in alignment. And that's because you're probably in the sixth month of the year and not in the seventh. This is to keep you on both of the festivals recorded with the formula of Ezekiel chapter 46, again verse 1. The confirmation time, the Pleiades, when the moon rises near and in alignment with the Pleiades, it confirms and signals to advance. First, it confirms that your calendar was correct in the first month of choosing. If the Pleiades and the moon rise together, and in the seventh month, you will have the same repeat twice a year, and every third year, you're going to have the third appearance as the sign for you to reckon the 13th month. And we know through history of keeping the lunar calendar, that's exactly how it was done by Moses and by the sons of Issachar. By the way, we have a son of Issachar that does our calendar. He's always been interested in the times and the seasons. And it's a natural gift. Natural. It comes natural. Just like playing a guitar. Or musically inclined. If you've got the gift of music, you don't have to have much training before you're going to pick up that instrument and start playing. Now, if you find the first month, it will give you the signal for the beginning of the first month of the next year, 177 days from the new moon of the seventh month. Either way, the appearance of the Pleiades in this close alignment with the moon signals and confirms the beginning and the middle of the year on Yahweh's calendar, and it does that from any place on earth. It is not a location limited or unseen. If you're on these times, the first month of Abib, when you see the Big Dipper in the Pleiades, you'll see the moon seemingly travel. It don't, but it has that seemingly astronomical calculation. You can make that calculation, as did the sons of Issachar, I'm sure. Now, science tells us that the Pleiades is approximately 379 light years from Earth. In other words, if we could travel at the speed of light, it would take 379 years to get there. Now, what does that mean? It puts the distance at 2.2 quadrillion miles. Could be seen in the southern hemisphere, and it also could be seen in the northern hemisphere, and it happens twice a year, three times on the third year. Moses and these sons of Issachar had to be watching 177 days after you begin the festival in the seventh month, you would have a new moon to begin the next Passover. Now, let me give you something about our galaxy to show you the enormity. And most of you that have looked up see this. There are at least, they claim, science does, that there are 30 billion stars, give or take a couple of billion, either way I guess, in this one galaxy. Our own sun, believe it or not, is one of the minor stars contained within this system, and its position is 2/3 of the way out toward one edge of the galaxy. We're some 30,000 light years away from the center of the galaxy. Since one light year is 5,870 million miles, our distance from the center of the galaxy being 30,000 times farther is more than 1 sextillion miles. In numerals, it is 1.761 followed by 15 zeros. The entire galaxy, and this shaped mass of stars, rotates around us, and its collective center of gravity, ladies and gentlemen, the whole galaxy making one rotation in about 200 million years. Now that's quite a galaxy. The center of gravity of the galaxy is marked by the star, it's the third brightest star, by the way, in the star cluster known as the Pleiades. So, again, it's very easy to see. And Yahweh asked Job, can you bind the sweet influence of the Pleiades? What influence did the Pleiades have in the heavens? How would you mark that? Binding means, could you chart that in a relative way that would make sense astronomically? Well, just this little strange quirk that I'm giving you tonight about the Sabbath that appears twice, with the moon traveling in the sweet influence of the Pleiades, and every third year it would show up three times. Did you know that the Pleiades in Hebrew is Kima, which means pivot or hinge? Are they hinged together in relationship to indicate that the Pleiades appears to be moving through space, yet never going anywhere? Moving, but not going anywhere. Thus, it's hinged. Imagine now a line from your eyes looking not just at but straight through and past the Pleiades to the far side of the visible galaxy, some 30 million light years out, which science tells us is rotating. If the Pleiades is stationary, then the backdrop of the visible universe would not only appear to be moving, it would make the Pleiades appear to be moving against the backdrop. Hence the effect of the Pleiades seeming to move but never going anywhere, since it's hinged for the purpose of hooking, I believe, together with the moon as it travels. And the distance between the Earth and the Pleiades, again, is 379 light years, and it appears to be moving through space, turning as around the hub of our known universe. Yet twice a year, amazing, our moon, which is just a little over quadrillion miles from the Pleiades, mysteriously lines up with the Pleiades twice a year, 6 months apart. 177 days from the next festival of the full moon, which again would start us off with the process. It's not mere coincidental. It don't only happen once as a coincidence, but it happens twice, and then it happens three times every 3 years, or the third year, which is the making of the 13th month, to indicate that time was kept by, if you will, the moon, with the stars witnessing the astronomical facts and under this vast proportion and distance. What are the odds of this alignment happening right on schedule with Yahweh's calendar? Now, isn't that something, that it happens exactly on the time that Yahweh said it would, and that we would be wise to figure out that times and laws have been changed by the enemy? Now, why would they want to change our laws? Because, simply because, that's how that Satan has figured this deal out. He's wise. He's got a bunch of wise men, and he's got a bunch of foolish prophets defending the Gregorian calendar. Now that's what gets me, that these false prophets, did you know that Constantine outlawed the biblical calendar? Did you know in the 4th century that the Jews adopted the Gregorian and took Saturday as the seventh day? Well, they had a hard job, didn't they? It was already figured out by the wise Gentiles, these heathen, sons of Satan, who would, according to the book of Daniel in 7:25, that they themselves would think to change in times and laws. And here we got the Pleiades and the moon sailing together through the heavens at this particular time, twice in the year, every 6 months apart, exactly 177 days before the next feast, if you're watching. And the people that do figure these times out, watch these things, like Moses could have done, or probably did do, as a sign, along with the sons of Issachar, which were employed, given to him especially by Yahweh, made them experts in the movements and the signs in the heavens. You think they couldn't have figured that out? You think that they didn't have watchmen on the wall watching this occurrence twice a year, just like clockwork? Don't you think that they would have, in their design of the calendar, need, and there is historical evidence that they did, add a 13th month every 3 years to bring about the precession of the equinox as it drifted, and those who use the equinox to determine the start of the year, that's how they get off, and that's how that they can't maintain correct time. It's amazing how Yahweh has made these things for our benefit, to give us biblical proof, and how that we are to observe these things that Yahweh told us to observe, and to know these things by is setting these dates. And did you know the most amazing thing that I have found out since I've been a lunar keeper? And that's been for quite a while that I've been keeping the lunar, studying on these aspects and thinking about these things, these wonderful things. And it's the only system that I have ever known through the heavens that you can determine by watching the stars and the moon and its movements, tracking them. You say, well, I don't know nothing about that, Pastor Buddy. Remember, I told you that whether you're in the southern or the northern hemisphere, anywhere on Earth, you can determine this fact, that the Pleiades, the Big Dipper, the seven sister stars, make its appearance and are seen with the moon as they go through the heavens together at these appointed times. I believe the fact that they do this is one more indication where Yahweh said, keep my Sabbath if you love me. Now, he didn't make it simple. He didn't put a Gregorian calendar in your room. He had watchmen. You're commanded to watch or to take the advice of those that watch for you. The Bible said, give heed to them that watch for your soul. This is part of the watch. This is part of the taking in of a truth. And the Bible said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now let's go back to the book of Isaiah in chapter 14, and let me give you concerning the change of times. Who would want to change the true Sabbath? Who would want to develop a complicated Gregorian calendar? Would the people of the world be susceptible to his plans? Or would it be the children of Issachar who knew the heavens? You take your pick. The heavens have long been the backdrop of the spiritual proof that is needed to confirm the word with the signs following. Yet Satan said, I will exalt my throne above the stars. Oh. Yeah, Satan knew that the stars was very important in determining his times and seasons. But he was going to, quote unquote, set his times. And the word in the book of Isaiah chapter 14 is exactly when he said that he would sit on the mount of the congregation. Now, you need to look at that. And I'm sincere about this. That word mount of the congregation, if you look at that in the Hebrew, the way it should have been translated and put into the Bible, you would have a more clear understanding other than the mount of the congregation. Bad translation. Because the true translation is, I will change Yahweh's times when I sit upon the keepers of the Sabbath. Now, all Satan had to do was have you, the victim, to worship on a day other than what the sun and the moon and the Pleiades had determined by signs in the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars. Satan would think to change times and laws according to Daniel 7:25. Isn't that strange? That the Gregorian calendar in 48 B.C., they begun, up until this time, the encyclopedias, all of the literature that you can read and historical facts, is that the Hebrews kept the calendar by the stars and by the moon and by the sun. The solar lunar calendar fixed by the stars. That's why Satan said he would change this account that Yahweh had. He would bring the congregation to the mount, that's the end of the heavens, to worship. That's your lofty thinking. That's your spiritual desires. He would change your desires. Along comes the Gregorian changers of the times and the laws, these astrological laws that Yahweh set in the heavens. The Gregorians doodly printed a Bible of 7 days, ignoring the 8th day, which the Bible plainly says was a rest day. But you can't keep a rest day, keeping a continuous 7-day cycle. That is the doctrine of devils. The doctrine of Satan to exalt, change, or to interrupt the time cycle. Satan is crafty and would deceive the very elect if possible. Yahweh wants you to learn. Yahweh wants you to study, to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Now, I kept the Saturday Sabbath for umpteen years, thinking that I got on the right time. I never even considered a Gregorian calendar being false. It never entered my mind. It was in our homes when I was born. We had a Gregorian calendar. You did too, probably. I mean, I was born a long time ago at night, but it wasn't last night. I finally got to the thinking and corrected my way. Think on these things the Bible said. Make your election and calling sure. Be sure that your sins find you out. Me, worshiping on Sunday, started out as a little Baptist boy, then grew up and got to learning some doctrine, and I bought into this wormy apple of, oh, Sunday is the Roman Catholic day. That's Sunday, S-U-N day. Not S-O-N day, S-U-N day. That's the worship of the sun. Well, I've read in the Bible that we were to avoid sun worship. S-U-N. Well, I got smart, and I said, well, we're supposed to worship on the 7th day, and aha! Satan conveniently had a calendar devised that turned in the procession here. As it unfolded, ever 7-day Saturday appeared. Saturn day. Well, that made sense to me that you know, God commanded us to rest the 7th day. The 7th day is determined from the point of reckoning, and if He wants you to start your account, you have to work 6 days, folks. According to Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1. Look at that formula. Now the gates are to be opened. That's worship gates. They're to be opened 6 days. With the rotation of this, the new moon And then we work 6 days, and then we have an intermission. That would be the eighth day of the month, folks. If you can count and look at the formula that Yahweh Himself drafted up and had Ezekiel spiritually inspired to put it down, he knew what time that the temple gates opened. You cannot do that on the 7 day Gregorian rotation. It just won't stand up. It's flawed. You can't, it's impossible to keep Yahweh's Sabbath according to what Ezekiel determined by keeping a Gregorian 7 day calendar. Now you gotta take heed to yourself. You gotta study. Now, you'd be well advised to seek out counseling. Find those who have studied the Bible to make their election and calling sure, prove all things the Bible said. And some of these little foolish things that we're using in the analogies and the proof in the stars, just like the Pleiades, it's mentioned in Job 38, verse 21. Yahweh Himself talked about the Pleiades as being significant. That it would have influence on something. That it would mean something. Job, can you figure that out? Was He actually giving Job a clue to when his Sabbath was to be determined? Job, most people think that the book of Job was written by Moses himself. If Moses saw the same thing that Job expounded or was given as a sign in the sweet influence, if he gave the same sign to Moses, and Moses discovered that at the time of that first month, that the Pleiades was visible to determine Passover, and that 6 months later, when the seventh month appeared, there appeared Pleiades moving together with the moon. It's this procession here of the stars seemingly moving as a backdrop with the moon in the heavens and the movement of the Pleiades through the heavens at this particular time. It only happens twice a year. Coordinating the times and the seasons of the Passover and tabernacles. Amazing. Yahweh has determined these things for signs in the heavens of Genesis 1:14. Now, in the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel talked quite a bit about the Sabbath. In the 20th chapter, which is a verse that has powerful impact upon my spirit, when I read there in the 12th verse, that if I would keep his Sabbath correctly, if I would pray for understanding and seek him with all of my heart, that he would reveal his name to me. Little did I know that I was about to receive by beginning to keep, search, and find the correct Sabbath, that Yahweh give me also his name. His true, unadulterated, provable name 6,000 times approximately. In the Old Testament, 1,000 in the New. So 7,000 times he expressed his name, and the sound, as I was telling you Wednesday night, went out through all of the earth. This sound is an audible sound. Josephus said it had the sound of four vowels. Now, not only has Yahweh give you his Sabbaths to keep, but he's given you your name, or his name, to your name, because we're all called by the name of Yahweh. We're all belong to the family of Yahweh. We're all in one name. And these denominations, they'll bring in all kinds of names. Well, God's got many names. You know, that's one of the most ignorant statements that preachers can make. Oh, he's got many names. He's got many definitions, but only one name. By one name are you all baptized into one body. Only one day of the week does the Sabbath come continuously through the heavens, determined by the movement of the stars and the signs in the heavens, according to the Word, not according to the Gregorian calendar, which has deceived even the very elect. Every man, woman, and child comes under the mark, and the Bible said, this is a sign. If you want a sign, this mark would be in your forehead. You would have the knowledge or you wouldn't have the knowledge. You would have right or you would have wrong. So you must take the mark of righteousness. The mark is the sign of the Sabbath and His divine name. Those two things you must have in spirit and in truth. And by getting that, you might get life if you continue until the end in the pursuit of His magnanimous truth. May Yahweh bless your understanding tonight in these two matters that I have given you. The Sabbath, the stars as a witness in the Pleiades, and His great divine name, Yahweh. None other name under heaven. None other name that you can be saved. None other day other than the day that Yahweh set aside and sanctified it and blessed it and called it Shabbat. Are you going to keep it? Or are you going to say, well, I just can't keep that old Lunar Sabbath, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God. It interferes with my work schedule. Well, of course, Babylon is going to be anti-Christ or anti-Messiah. They never loved Yahweh. They never loved His ways. They've always changed His name. They've changed His Sabbaths. And they've deceived even the very elect. Straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and only a few there be that find it. Well, my time's coming gone. I've enjoyed being with you tonight around the world here on WWRV 5050. Just write me. This is Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. Now again, that's Pastor Buddy. That's all you'll need. At Post Office Box 568. Sweetwater. The sweet influences of the Pleiades is my message tonight. Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. If you get the zip right, it'll come to me. 37874. You can call me tonight, area code 423-351-1082. Again, Pastor Buddy, 423-351-1082. You can listen to Pastor Buddy and the message, the many hours of collected recordings that our webmaster, Brother Bob, in Arkansas, has got up on the website. Over 35,000 people in a short amount of time have tuned into our website. A lot of them have looked at the lunar calendar. We have a lunar calendar dates posted there just for your seeing. It's not difficult to make a lunar calendar. and superimpose it on a Gregorian calendar so you won't be confused, because if you make a true lunar calendar, you know, we got one preacher that goes ape. Well, it was just a Gregorian calendar, he says, with superimposed numbers or dates on it. Well, how else could you make people understand if they don't know nothing about a lunar calendar? When everybody is addicted to the Gregorian calendar. Go to our website, oneyahweh.com. Now again, that's oneyahweh.com. That's oneyahweh.com. You can find us there on our website, and we have articles written for you. Many authors. We're not prejudiced about giving you truth. If somebody's got truth, we want it. If you've got it, we want it. If you don't have it, we're going to give it to you if you'll receive it. Freely you receive, we'll freely give it. Praise Yahweh. Now, I'm sponsored tonight by my sponsor, Brother Mark and Sister Audrey, down in Mississippi. I got the pleasure of visiting with Mark's wife here this week, Miss Audrey, and her family. I got to meet her beautiful mother and her children and her grandchildren. They came up into the Smoky Mountains and stopped by for a visit, and we was delighted to have them. Also, Brother Bud and Brother Ed down in the great state of Mississippi tonight. And Brother Paul up in the great state of Michigan, 1-800-253-2748. These are our sponsors tonight, and we would like for you to patronize our sponsors and pray for them and pray for me. I'd appreciate it. May Yahweh bless you. We're going to be going on to 5890 on WWCR out of Nashville on Saturday night. It'll be a Saturday night, 10 o'clock. And we're going to start sometime in the month of August. Stay tuned to Pastor Buddy. And I'll be on WWCR Sunday night, this coming Sunday night. And I'll speak more on it as the time comes. We will give you the time and dates on our radio schedule on WWCR and WWRB. And so we'll be going on with another sponsorship on WWCR 5890 on your radio dial. So look for us on the schedule. We won't be on the schedule for a while, but we will be. We're here on schedule on WWRB. Look for us. Search for us. You can listen to us online, both at WWRB and WWCR around the world. We appreciate you, and we love you, and we want you to study. We ask you to study. We're willing to study with you. We've got free literature that we send out to those who are responsible and want to be saved. We're in end times, folks. It's time to be about your Father's business and to rise from sleep. Put off sleep and put on righteousness and put on the lunar Sabbath and the great name, the awesome name of Yahweh. What a mighty Yah we serve. Hallelujah. It's an international response from the lips of man when he's inspired, when he feels the unction of the Spirit, and he cries out, Hallelujah. Oh, how wonderful. Praise Yahweh. I'll see you Sunday night around the world. WWCR at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Until then, may Yahweh bless you.